Okay, Rabbosai, welcome to today's installment of Judaism. We're beginning Simen Sadiches, which really gets involved in all of the heavy issues of Basar B'Cholov, etc., or Tarubis, as the case is. The Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar is coming up. But before we get into the complicated sugyas, I wanted to kind of touch on a lighter sugya, because that's how it's better to go, minat halal hakaved. So, it says in the Gemara, on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, going over to Sadi Ches Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbanon B'Taima, Amar Rabbanon B'Kfela, and Amar Rabbanon B'Shishim. Right, the Gemara says basically that sometimes the Isser is going to be with no Saint Tam. Sometimes we can deal with Shishim, and sometimes we need a Kfela. And the Gemara explains that if it's going to be a Min B'She'enai Mino, of, let's say, Truma in Chulin, so in that situation, it's B'taima. You could have a Kohen who comes and tastes it. If it is going to be a Min B'minoi, so Min B'minoi, so no one could ever taste it, so therefore it has to be B'shishim. And if it's a Min B'she'eno Mino of Iser, Zak the Gemara, you need a Kfela. As I state in Gemara, and that's like pretty obvious. Now, what emerges from this, again, the Tazen Sif Katan Beis picks up on it, is the fact that I need a Kfela. I need like a Gayisha baker to taste it when it is Min B'She'eno Mino Di Isura. That implies that a Jew cannot taste it. That would mean that for a Jew to just taste a teeny bit of Isser would be in violation of the Isser Machalos Asuros. And this kasha, or this diuk, is a diuk that the Taz really supports. And what should emerge from this, the Taz quotes in the Drisha, is if I have a piece of meat, and I don't know if the meat is salted or not salted, so b'kahai gavna, it would be usur to lick it. No? It would be usur to lick it to see if there's dam on it, because maybe you're tasting an iser. So frek the taz akasha, what do you mean? On simen mem beis of yerideya, we paskin that te'ima is mutter by an iser. No? The case over there is like this. One of the treifis involves the gallbladder. The gallbladder, if it is not in the animal, let's say an animal doesn't have a gallbladder, so it's a treifa. No? You shecht an animal, you don't see the gallbladder inside, so what you do is, it says in Yerideya Simen Mem Beis, if gimel is at your toamo belashen, if you taste the bitterness of the gallbladder, bile, right? Is that what comes? Where are my science majors? Huh?
The gallbladder
produces bile. Nachon! Good. And bile is, in Yiddish, is an expression, bitter vigal. It's as bitter as gallbladder juice, which is bile. It tastes disgusting. It's like very bitter. So what you do is you lick it. You taste it to see if there is gallbladder. Right? If there was a gallbladder, then it's kosher. There's no gallbladder, then it's going to be treif.
For every animal?
What?
Every animal you
shecht? If I shecht an animal and I don't, if I see the gallbladder, I know it's fine. I know that treif doesn't exist. When I don't see the gallbladder, I lick it. So the Taz says, one second, how can you lick it? Maybe it's usser. Right? It says in Shulchan that you lick it. So Taz answers, you know what? The etzem, you're allowed to lick isurim. Or I should say better, you're allowed to lick a suffik isser. The Taz says that really, in the case of the gallbladder, it's a suffik isser. You're not sure if it's a treifa. Not a treifa, therefore you're allowed to lick it. And therefore, hu hadin? If I have the piece of meat, I'm not sure if it's salted or not salted, I'm allowed to lick it, says the Taz. By a suffik isser, I can lick it. How come a Yehudi, how come a Jew is not allowed to taste the mixture when they have a little bit of isser that fell into the heta, have a little bit of chelev that fell into the basar? How come the Yehudi can't taste it? Right? That's the Shaila. So the Taz answers, because when it comes to the mixture of Chaylev and Basar, just licking it won't suffice to identify whether there's Chaylev in it. You have to mamish chew on it thoroughly to find out whether there is Chaylev in it. So therefore the Taz writes that here it's like it's a mitzias that the Taz is suggesting. The mitzias is that you have to really chew it and swallow it and go through what we normally call eating in order to identify whether there is chaylev ad kan divrei hataz. Not bad. Oh. What's the chiluk though, lemaisa, between the mara and between the gallbladder and our case? So the pashtus is the chiluk is azoy. In our case, the matir is only going to come up when you have the. To know that it's mutter, you have to make sure that there's zero tam, right? In order to make sure that there's zero tam, so you have to chew it thoroughly. By the mara, in order for it to be mutter, you need a little bit of tam, no? If I have like a teeny bit of bitterness, that means that there was a gallbladder. And therefore, a teeny bit of tam I can identify al yidei licking. But, right, licking it won't help to be matir the chaylev in the basar, because let's say I lick it and there's no tam. Right? That doesn't mean that there's no tam if I would chew it thoroughly. In order to really say that it's mutter, I have to know that there's zero tam. Right? Basically, it's a difference between presence and absence. No? By the mara, I'm looking for the presence to be matir. But by the by our case, you need the absence to be matir. Mr. Rosenzweig.
Like, where does the Taz get this from? Meaning,
his own
mind.
The Taz is kind of putting together the Din and Shulchan Aruch on his own. He's not really working with Rishonim here. He's not. I think the Taz is kind of saying it on his own. Now,
let's say there's a case of Davar Harif.
So then with the Davar Harif you're saying I would recognize the time with just licking.
Yes.
So maybe licking would be enough. But I don't know, because maybe if I lick it and I don't taste it on the top of it, that doesn't mean that there's no time of the Davar Harif at the bottom of the item. I still would have to chew it thoroughly in order to identify.
But if we're talking about a lap, then or how do we define lap, either come up. Or not, right. That it's really distributed everywhere. So you should be able to taste it.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But in other words, if it's a real liquid, so then it would distribute everywhere. So then you're saying that just a lick would be sufficient. Again, these dinim over here, l'cha'ayra, we're talking about all sorts of tarufis. So I don't know if we could limit it. Perhaps. I'm not sure, though, that it's correct. We'd have to, I don't really understand, though, according to this cheshbon. This cheshbon I just said is what Reb Feivel Cohen says in the Badei HaShulchan in Tziyunim Os Chafdal. And I think I gave that to you on your Makoros sheet, no? The problem I don't understand is that Im Kenim HaDevarim, so then how does licking the dam help? But again, according to the Taz argues on the Drisha. Right? The Taz says it's going to be mutter to lick the dam. Right? Just like it's mutter to lick the meat to find out if there's dam. Just like it's mutter to lick the mara. But by the mara, when I lick it, I identify that the presence of this is mutter. Right? But by the dam, when I lick it, I identify the presence of this makes it usser. So it's still not exactly the same. And according to the distinction that Reb Feivel Cohen makes between presence and absence, it's a little hard to understand why we're make on licking the meat to identify that there's dam. Yosef?
Yeah.
Right, so this is my kasha. I don't know, if you have a tank. It's a kasha. That's what the Taz says. Now, if you go weiter in the Taz has a line which requires some head scratching. No? The Taz has a line that requires head scratching is Azoi. He writes that this idea that I permit licking Suffolk Isser, you see from Oyre Chaim Simen Tovkov Zamach Zayin, where we say that Ti'ima is mutter on a tainus. At least if it's a tainus yachid, Ti'ima is mutter, because Achila Ushtia Kibel Alei, Ti'ima lo Kibel Alei. So l'cha'ora, that case does not prove anything of what the Taz says. Because the Taz is only meko on ti'ima by a suffik iser, no? The Taz is only meko, in our case, lulei the fact that you would have to really chew on it. And he'd be meko by mara, and he'd be meko by the meat that I'm not sure if it's nimlach. But what raya do you have from Orechayim, Tavkuf Samach Zayin, where over there it's a vadai iser, it's not a suffik iser. So this is one of the kashas that the Prima Gadim in the Mishpatzos Sivkatim Beis raises. And the Prima Gadim tries to reinterpret the Taz to say that all the Taz is proving from that Gemara, le'inyan ti'ima bayatainis, is that licking is not the same as eating. You see from that Gemara that licking and eating are not halachically the same. And once they're not halachically the same, so then in our case, we could be make on licking b'makayim suffik iser. So hayotze from the Taz, l'cha'ora, is that the Taz is make on ti'ima, which he says like three or four times in this Taz, means ti'ima b'lashon, and ti'ima b'lashon is mutter b'makayim suffik iser. Ad kan divrei hataz. Hashach, the Yerideh Simen Membeis Ifkotin Dalid, Hashach Lake al Divrei Hataz. Ladas Hashach, the only reason why I'm Mako on Ti'ima by the Mara is because a Mara, it's highly unlikely that you have an animal that didn't have a gallbladder. Let's be honest. Right? What's the likelihood? An animal without a gallbladder? That's Mamash Moses Leishchicha Ad Me'od. So says Chaz, that's why you're allowed to lick it. Because mistoma, you'll lick it and you'll taste the bitterness and you know that there was a gallbladder. The gallbladder just got disintegrated. It's highly unlikely that there was no gallbladder. That implies, therefore, that any other case, ti'ima is going to be usur, even by ti'ima's basar to see if it was nimlach, to see if there was dam on top. So halacha l'maisa, the machlokes in the Shach and the Taz, whether ti'ima is mutter by meat, to identify whether there is blood on the meat. Right? The Taz l'maisa is mekel. Right? The Shach and the Drisha, and the Shach quotes that the Maharshal agrees with him, say that it's usur to be to'im the meat to find out if there was blood. Ad kan the halacha lemaisa discussion machlokes Shach and Taz, and the Pischei Tshuva over here in Sivkatan Aleph paskins like the Shach, not like the Taz. And l'cha'ora, that would mean that you're not allowed to be toyim an iser. No, even the suffik iser you can't taste. It's only mutter by the mara because, in all likelihood, there was a mara. Now I should note that I think the Prima Gadim in the Mishpatzos Sivkatan Beis quotes the Shach in Simen Mem Beis imprecisely. Right? The Shach said that's mutter by the mara because it's very unlikely that you have an animal that never had a gallbladder. But the Prima Gadim quotes that the Shach says that it's mutter because even if the animal is missing a gallbladder, there are many tzadim lahakel. L'cha'ora, I'm not aware of any tzadim lahakel, and that's not what the Shach says. So, lo hivanti divrei ha'prima gadim po. Good? I should note that once we're talking about what I don't understand in this sugya, I don't understand the Goyin Maharsha either. The Goyin Maharsha wants to far-enfert the contradiction as to whether ti'ima is mutter or not. I think Goyin Maharsha answers that ti'ima is not called achila, but it is called hana'a, and therefore over here ti'ima is going to be asr because it's basar b'cholom, and basar b'cholom is asr b'hana'a. Right? Not bad! By the way, and that works really on the Gemara and Daf Tzadi Zayin, where the Gemara is talking about basar b'cholom. But in our sugya, in Yevideya Tzadi Ches, I'm not talking about cholov, even though it says Ches Lamed Beis, but Ches Lamed Beis over here is chelev, not cholov. No? It says, Isser Shenesar Beheter Kigoin chelev Bevasar. It can't be cholov, because it says Isser Shenesar Beheter. Cholov would be heter. No? Cholov and Basar, they're both kosher. No? So obviously we're talking about chelev, not cholov. So the Gilyan Maharsha over here, very nice, but lo hevanti. Okay. A few other points to be made. Mr. Rosenzweig.
Are we mechaving is ti'ima for deraisa derabonus?
Ti'ima for deraisa versus derabonus. Let's talk about that now. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatan Aleph, after he paskins like the Shach, not like the Taz, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, this is not the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch, no? This is the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg. There are two different Tzemach Tzedeks, no? I think Tzemach Tzedek is Gematria Menachem Mendel. And they were both named Menachem Mendel. Anyone want to do this? I'm like really bad at gematrias. But, right? So the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg in his tshuva discusses whether you're allowed to taste soap to find out if there's enough salt in the soap. The thing is, in their days, the way they used to make soap was that they would make soap out of chelev. No? And they had to add some salt to it, or else it wouldn't work well as soap or something. I don't understand the mitzvahs exactly.
Doesn't the Ramah talk
about the Chumras of Basar? Yeah, we had that in some Pesach and Sifah, one of those seen in the Ramah, correct. But you have soap, so soap is chelev, and they're adding salt to it, and you have to taste it to find if there's enough salt. So Tzemach Tzedek is Mekom, because he says since the the soap is entirely pogum, so in the worst case scenario, it's an Issa Durabonon, by Yisurim Durabonon, they didn't ask for Ti'ima. You get the impression, says the Pesach Tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, that by all Yisurim Durabonon, they didn't ask for Ti'ima. However, then he quotes in the Noyd B'Yehuda later on, the Noyd B'Yehuda says that they did ask for Ti'ima by Yisurim Durabonon, but if it's an Issa Durabonon, that's Pogam, they did not ask for Ti'ima. Recha Ura, Hezbar HaDavarim Hikacha. The din of Te'ima, why is Te'ima potentially Osir? So this is actually a machlokes between the Sho'el in the Rivash and the Rivash, no? The in Simen Reish Peches of the Rivash. So the Sho'el has the following suggestion. He assumes that Te'ima by Isurim is going to be Osir, likely see that a Kfela Arma'a is necessary. But if not, if you don't have a kfil arma, a Jew's not allowed to taste it, says the Shoel, that's also because it's a chatzishir, sha'asra toira. Chatzishir, asra mena toira, and ti'ima is a chatzishir of achila. Whoa. That's already interesting, no? Usually chatzishir is quantitative. Chatzishir means that I need a kezayah, so papis mi kezayah is a chatzishir. This is a chatzishir in a qualitative sort of way, no? That's something along the lines of, I thought there's a Ramban in the Lavin Shin Nun Gimel, where the Ramban says, you know, there's a discussion. The Rambam assumes a chibuk for nishuk by arayis is doiraisa. We spoke about this last year, in the Nidish year. The Rambam assumes chibuk for nishuk by arayis is doiraisa. In Evan Ha'ezet Chofal, if he passed like the Rambam. The Ramban is famously quoted as saying the chibuk for nishuk by arayis is derabonon. However, if you read the Ramban slowly and carefully, the Ramban is not really saying it's the Rabbanon, no? The Ramban has one opinion, this Rabbanan, and he says, Epsher that it's min ha-tayra, it's a chatzi shir. Right? That means a chibuk v'nishuk of arayis is a chatzi shir of the real iser of bia. Now, right, it's not a quantitative shir at all. Afil hachi, the Ramban, and this Shoel in the Rivash are saying that there's a din of chatzi shir on a qualitative thing. And the Rivash himself disagrees with the Shoel for precisely this reason. The Rivash says, no, over here it's not going to be Asr min ha-tayra al chatzi shir Asr tayra, because he says it's not chazil, it's trufe. No? It's not chazil, it's trufe. So rather, says the Rivash, ti'ima is Asr by ma'achalos asuros as an Isr d'rabbonon. The Isr d'rabbonon for the Rivash is that you might swallow it. Meaning, I'm not allowed to gargle, let's say, with an Isser, because maybe I'll swallow some. That's what the Rivash is saying. So, it's not a chatzi shir, asra teira, it's a gezeira, a din d'rabbanan shemegivwa. I see a few things from this Rivash. First of all, he's assuming that the Isser is midrabbanan. Second of all, the Isser midrabbanan is because I might swallow it. And that leads us in the direction of the tshuva of the Nodeh Yehuda, that when I have a davar pogum, so I'm not going to be geyser, you might come to swallow it. Because a davar pogum tastes yucky. Right? So you're not going to want to swallow it. And that's the pshat in the Nodeh Yehuda. No? Not bad. But I see something else in the Rivash. I see that the Rivash is defining te'ima a little differently than the Taz is defining te'ima. You see, the Taz, when he speaks about te'ima the whole time, the Taz is speaking about being tayim belashon, no? You get an impression from the Rivash, he's saying more than the tongue. He's saying, even if it's in the mouth, so long as I don't swallow, das is eichet te'ima, no? Okay. So that's already an interesting thing. Now the Prima Gadim in the Mishpatos and Sifkat and Beis, the Prima Gadim points this out, but he sort of doesn't. I get an impression like that of obviously Rav Shechter is right. He's right about everything. But Rav Shechter notes that the Prima Gadim, as much as it's like a super commentary on the Taz, he's also a Rosh Hashiva's giving shiur. The Prima Gadim is discussing what's considered te'ima, like the abstract. Is it only Belashon? And he says, oh, Shuvah had a raya from the Rivash. But he doesn't point out that like the Rivash is arguing in the Taz that he's supposedly writing his comment on. Well, okay, that's the way the Prima Gadim works. He's a Rosh Hashiva. He's allowed to do that. A few other points that are worth noting. Or let's talk about it like this. Our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, has an essay about whether you need to be really frum. Meaning, do you need hashgacha on your toothpaste and mouthwash? Okay, gentlemen, what would you say? We know the sources already. Do I need hashgacha on toothpaste and mouthwash?
Depends on the books.
What?
Depends on what we're talking about.
Tifareish.
And then is it an issue of my to swallow it? Is it an issue of Hatishir?
Give me names. I need cheat codes.
In order to say that, because it's, first of all, just like basic level, because it's pogum. Therefore, even if there was an Issur d'Rabbanan, it doesn't apply here.
So if it's an Issur d'Rabbanan, it doesn't apply by pogum like the Nodeh Yehuda says. Now you're assuming that toothpaste and mouthwash is pogum. So Ken Zion, by the way, that there's a difference between adult toothpaste and kids' toothpaste. Yeah. No? I have kids. Like, Mirza Shem, you'll also be there. The thing about kids is that they don't like very strong toothpaste because, as we said, it tastes yucky. Right? So kids' toothpaste, the cha'ura is not pogum. Okay. And then, let me go out safer and make that point. But what other shitos do we have? Let's just plug things in over here. According to the Rivash, what should be the din? Because it's a gazelle, it might swallow it. According to the Shoel and the Rivash, it's aser, right? According to the Taz, the Taz says that te'ima is what?
Just looking.
Te'ima means just looking it, so l'chayr it's going to be aser. Right? Even though this is a suffik iser, but ti'ima is only mutter when it has balash on it. Point to the shach.
Also, even more for the
past,
with feet of Ayashot, you're looking for, you're not, tasting for mutter, tasting for iser. It's not even searching for
right, okay. I mean, that's already advanced Talmud, but yeah. What about the coin to the Shach? The Shach and Simon and Beis, what does he say? What? Why?
Because
the Taz only permits Te'ima by Mara. Right? So the only kulas I really have by Te'ima over here is if I neman like the Rivash, no? According to the Shach, it's also according to the Taz, it's also according to the Rivash, it's Mutter, right? I think most of us are make all on...
Adult toothpaste.
Adult toothpaste is Mutter according to the Rivash, right? Kid toothpaste is Usser.
Right.
But according to the Shach and the Taz, we could say that adult toothpaste is also Usser. Minika Ailam is, do you have... Hashgacha on your toothpaste? Do you use Adwi or you use Crest or Colgate?
Colgate.
Okay, I actually was not interested in taking a survey. but the point is, so most major toothpastes are kosher la Pesach, meaning there's no chametz in them. But let's talk about mouthwashes. Mouthwash, like Scop, has glycerin in it. Glycerin comes from Behemoth Timaeus, that's actually sweet. No? Most of us don't swallow mouthwash. It happens, it won't kill you if you swallow it. One of the things that you could tell people when you take pills on Yom Kippur is like to take it down with a little bit of mouthwash. My mother almost went nuts when I told her this 1 year. But technically, it won't kill you if you have a little bit of mouthwash and you ingest it. But look over the mouthwash that we have is really pugum. No? Even though there's an iser in it, we could say according to the Rivash, it's mutter. Right? According to the Rivash, as understood by the Noida Behuda, it's mutter. Right? But according to the others, it's not so posh. The minhag ha'olam is that we're mekel on this shayla. The question is why. So Rav Shechter once told me in the name of Rabbi Belsky that there's no din of tam ke'ikr if it's not a food item. Which means the din of tam ke'ikr is that it needs to be batel b'shishim. No? There's no tam. There's no tam ke'ikr, it's going to be batel b'rayv. None of these things have rov tarfis in them. We're assuming that's not a food item, so therefore that's why it's mutter, right? Without coming onto the Megillah Sefer's razzle dazzle mahalaf, that's going to be mutter only because of the Rivash and there's no chashash shema yivla. No? Because if it's based on the Rivash, so then we pointed out that l'chayra, shach and taz aren't really like the Rivash. Yes, sir?
I rely on the pispei shuvah and pei zayin that it's not even, that it's like a
it's nisyabish kick. I think glycerin is not. Gelatin is nisyabish kate at some point. Right? That's what we spoke about. Glycerin isn't. There might be other kulos by the glycerin. Rabbi Daniel Stein, who's like one of the Rashi Yeshiva here, so he wrote an article on the Beis Yitzchak. You'll never be able to find this unless I tell you how to find it. It's called Sheva Ha'aros. He wrote an article titled Seven Comments. And one of his comments is like trying to argue that glycerin is kosher. Most kosher agencies assume that glycerin is non-kosher, but let's assume glycerin is non-kosher. Still, I think you can be okay with regular toothpaste, etc. Let's just talk about two other points over here. A guy tastes it, right? And then the Jew can taste it. Or the Rishonim ask a kasher, I should say. Not, it is found in Rishonim also, but it's found more prominently in the Shach and the Taz and the Acharonim. They ask a kasher, how is it that we allow a goy to taste it? And according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're relying on the goy based on the rules of Mesiach Lafitzumo. The goy is just telling us, matter of factly, that it doesn't taste like chazer in it, it doesn't taste like treif. How can you believe the guy when Mesiach HaFitumah only helps by Dinim Derabbanan and by Eidos Isha? Right? That's the kasha the Shach and the Taz ask. Comes along the crazy Uplacy, and he has a razzle-dazzle idea. Crazy Uplacy says the following. He says, you know what? We are relying on the guy only for a drabonon. Te'ima by Isurim, we paskin like the Rivash, not like the Shoal on the Rivash. We paskin that Te'ima by an Isur is only Asur with Rabbanon. No? So I rely on the guy. The guy eats it. And then the guy is Messiah Chavitumo, that there's no Chazer in it. Okay. What's my Heter? My Heter is first I taste it. I don't taste any Chazer. Te'ima for me is Mutter, because it is an Isur de Rabbanon. For the Isser Drabbanon, I rely on the Goy Messiah Fafitumo. When I'm toeim it and I don't taste anything, then I could eat it in Gansen, and it's going to be Heter Gomer. That is what the Rebbe of Yonason Eibshitz says in the Crazy Place. It's quoted in the Badia Shulchan page Yud Beis.
So who tasted
first? The Goy tastes it. The Goy eats it. The Goy says, I don't taste any treif in it. No chazor. The Goy says, it Messiah Fafitumo. Now the din is, I can only rely on the goy Messiah Fafitumo v'dinim d'rabbanan, not v'dinim d'raisa. Okay, awesome, says the placing. I'm going to lick it after. Or I'm going to put it in my mouth and taste it, but not swallow. That's only aser nidrabbanan. I can rely on the goy for din d'rabbanan. Once I put it in my mouth and I don't swallow, then I'm not relying on the goy, I'm relying on me. Woo! What's the problem with the placing, Cheshvan? The problem, l'chayra, is what the Taz says, no? If the guy isn't Neman, then, remember, why does the guy have to eat it entirely, according to the Taz? L'chayra, you have to eat it entirely because te'ima alone isn't enough, no? We don't trust you if you just put it in your mouth, because you have to thoroughly masticate the item, right, in order to identify that there is no Taz, l'chayra? If that's the case, so, okay, I can't rely on the guy because he has to eat it completely. The guy ate it completely, but I only rely on him for drabon. But I can't rely on myself after I put it in my mouth because I didn't eat it thoroughly and maybe the tam is hidden, like the Moshe Bayarni. So, look there, I think that's the problem with the placing, no? The kachner lefi and the estate as the problem with the placing. Oh! But again, look in the Badei HaShulchan page Yud Beis. One other ha'ara that's found both in the Pri Megadim and in the Badei HaShulchan, Al Atar. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel discusses a global shayla that Lachor is exactly what we're talking about today. When we aser macholeis asuros, do we aser hana'as gerono or only hana'as me'ov? No? Let's say, for example, right, the Torah says I'm not allowed to eat treif. That means I can't have a kezayis of treif. Is the amount of meat that is nishar bein hachani chayim, is that mitzdarif to the kezayis of achilah? So it's a machlokas of Yochum Eshlokas and Avkuf Gimel. Whether we hold of hanoas girono or hanoas me'ov. So l'chayra, that's exactly our sugya over here, no? Our sugya, whether te'ima is mutter or not, we paskin that hana'as gerona is also chayiv, no? We paskin that the stuff that's stuck in my teeth is mitztarif to the stuff that I swallow. So I only swallow half a kezayis, and I have a half a kezayis that's stuck in my teeth because, whatever, that's the way I eat. So, right? So, in that case, I'm chayiv. How can I be chayiv? Right? If you hold, right, we hold that te'ima is also midrabonon. Isn't that so sure, the fact that hanas gerono is a machayev? That's a powerful kasha. That's a very, very powerful kasha. So the Pri Megadim says, Sorif Iyum. Sorif Iyum, right? The Pri Megadim, it's in the Sifkatan Beis of the Mishpatzos. It begins with the words Ubi'ikar. And the Prima Gundam says, Sarif Inan. Ike.
Gerono, does that mean like swallowing it, maybe? Or is it even when it's in your mouth?
I mean, so the Gemara is assuming when it's in my mouth. The Gemara is assuming that the Shaila relates to the stuff that's stuck in my teeth. Right? Maybe that's the shayla. Right? The stuff that's bein ha-chanichayim is mitzarf l'kezayis. So there are two approaches I have to answer this kasha, which sound quite similar but are actually a little bit different. Our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, on page 106, he suggests as follows, that Hana'as Geroinai is only mitztarif to the Achila. Meaning, right, I swallowed some of it. I have a little bit of Achila. The only thing is, I lack a shear. So the stuff that's in my teeth, that's mitztarif to make it a shear. That's not the same as arasugya, when we're talking about being toleim and polate entirely. No? I'm toleim and polate entirely, so then we could say you're going to be asur midrabbana, not asur minatayra. But when I swallow some of it, so then the stuff that's in my teeth is mitztarech. L'cha'ura, this is really toleim in the chakira regarding the din of chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is asur minatayra. Is it the pshat that pachos mi kashir is not considered achila? Or is it pshat that it is an achila, just they lack kashir? There's a Rabbeinu Chananel, I believe, in Yuma Daf Ayin Dal. I remember when I was one of the Rabbi Konigsberg years ago, he was very into this Rabbeinu Chananel. Every opportunity he would like quote it. So Rabbeinu Chananel Daf Ayin Dal in Yuma says that pachos mi kashir is not considered an achila at all. If your purpose with your share is not considered an achila at all, then you can't say this svara. This svara is that you ate some, and now I won't be mitzvah. Right? That means that purpose with your share already have an achila, as opposed to our case, where you don't have any achila. That's what he says. Okay. In the Bane Achokla and Dijud Beis, here's another answer. Again, it's, I think, very similar. Let me see if I could say the Bade HaShulchan's answer properly. The Bade HaShulchan answers that if I swallow something entirely, so that's considered achila kederek achila. Over here, when I am eichel upoilet, that is shelo kederek achila. Normal people don't eat and then spit it out. So that's shelo kederech achila, and therefore I'm pater. Therefore it's only asur midrabbanan. In the case of the basar shenishar bein hachani chayim, that is precisely derech achila. No? When you normally eat this stuff that blyved in the tzeiner. No? I don't have to translate that. That's obvious. This stuff that remains in the teeth when you eat. That's a normal way. That's derech achila. That's why you're going to be chayiv over there. I think actually that Reb Feivel's answer is more elegant, no? It's more elegant than what our dear beloved friend the Megillah Sefer suggested. But these are some of the points that we wanted to make in this sugya of Ti'ima by Isurim. And Yitzhak Hashem, I'd like to give shir tomorrow and go through the Rishonim about Ti'imas Kfela. So those are coming attractions.